Now we have two initiatives in the budget. The first one is our debt management strategy, and the second one is the establishment of the Ghana Infrastructure or Investment Fund. The two are related. And as we indicated in the budget, the infra fund idea was mooted within the context of a number of developments in Ghana. The first is Ghana becoming a transition country. Transition in the sense that we have moved from being a developing country to a lower middle income country. We had wished 2015, which is just next year, if you recall, that we will become middle income. We became middle income in 2010 when we did it. Oil and gas came and we were entrenched into lower middle income, as a result of which, by that formula, institutions like the World Bank and the African Development Bank and others have started revising the conditions under which Ghana could access their facilities. Let me also say that it is not a withdrawal of concessional facility to the country, but it is a recognition of the fact that we may be moving very fast on the scale. So an example is we can no longer borrow for 40 years, we can only borrow for 25 years. But then we have to find smart ways of using these funds now, you know, before we graduate into, let's say, IBRD or some transition in that. Then the second factor was the Petroleum Revenue Management Act, in particular the annual budget funding amount, which to all intents and purposes, if you read the act, the intention is clearly to channel the oil resources predominantly into infrastructure. But by making the fund seem fungible and payable into the consolidated fund, there wasn't a proper reinforcing of the resources to enable us to achieve that objective. We have started administratively to reinforce those funds and to channel it properly towards infrastructure needs as well as debt service. The portion of the stabilization fund after the capping is also going to debt service and the contingency fund as the law requires. So we can view the establishment of the infrastructure fund as being related to the nation's desire to make sure that we utilize the oil revenues very well.
The government itself is actively trying to expand the frontiers of economic activities to all parts of the country. That would mean moving power, moving water, moving goods and services, and making outputs flow to where they must be. And for all this to happen, we need to have Ghana's first stock of infrastructure. To do that on the back of the budget as had been traditional in the past, or through development partner support, now will be considered something of the past, because we know the constraints on budget, we know how well we want to manage the deficit, we know our commitment to private sector participation in the economy, and we know how well we want to cap our external indebtedness, in fact both external and internal indebtedness. So where we can get private sector money to do some of the infrastructure development projects for us, we don't have to let that chance slip. But we cannot wash our hands like Pontius Pilate of our crisis judgment when it comes to this exercise by saying that the private sector must take all the risks. Government must facilitate that process, and government must be a partner in some cases. And for that, we have to find a source of funding that will not compete with the kind of funds that we invest in the social services and in the other services. Otherwise, we are transferring our incapacity in those in infrastructure to other areas as well, which we cannot do in an era where we are working hard to move up on the minimum income ladder. For this reason, the minister proposed and government accepted that there must be a Ghana Infrastructure Fund to mobilize resources to support the work of expanding and modernizing Ghana's infrastructure for the attainment of competitiveness and efficiency in economic management.